every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
At Meant to Be Realty, we specialize in serving Port St. Lucie and the surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, so whether you're looking to buy or sell a home, a first-time homebuyer, or an investor, understanding the market is essential. Our track record is proven and speaks for itself, so let our team of experienced experts make all the difference. Meant to Be Realty would love to help turn your dreams into reality. Be sure to ask about the $7,500 down payment assistance program. Our number is 772-877-2338. Again, that number is 772-877-2338. Because when it's meant to be, dreams become reality.
Hablo español. 772-579-8109.
Taking care of business.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast is moving its time slot to daily Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. We want to thank all of you who have been listening to us over the years and encourage you to tune in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
The Women's Ministry of Midway Road Church of Christ and Truth Church would like to invite you to participate in our Spring Ladies Day and Luncheon on Saturday, May 5th, 10 a.m. Please join us to hear Joyce Baumgartner, former radio show host and founder of Christian Women's Fellowship, and Morgan Perez, part-time writer and speaker and full-time mom. Both of them will share with us their insights about the God of all comfort. The special event will take place in the Family Life Center at Midway Road Church of Christ, located at 3040 Midway Road in Fort Pierce. Please make plans to join us, as I know you will be refreshed and encouraged through our time together. You can RSVP to Peggy Engler at 772-461-8147. Number again is 772-461-8147. Please RSVP so that we can have an account for our lunch preparations. This is a free event. You do not want to miss these dynamic speakers, engaging worship, and a fresh word from God. Saturday, May 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the God of all comfort, Spring Ladies Day.
Good morning. Welcome to The Revealing Truth with Pastor J.T. Baumgartner. Pastor J.T. Baumgartner is the senior pastor of Truth Church of the Treasure Coast, located at 4100 Okeechobee Road, Fort Pierce, Florida. We are honored you are joining us today on the journey to truth. John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
You don't ask the what ifs. I haven't asked myself what if in 10 years. None even occur to me anymore. Before I got the revelation, I was going, "Well, what if this happened? What if, what if, what if, what if, what if?" It's not a good place to live. You cycle in and out of frustration, in and out of discouragement, in and out of depression. Am I helping anybody today? Come on, amen. I think the best way to live is not to be lived under self-imposed limitations. And we all do it to ourselves, amen. He said all things. Somebody shout all things. That means he'll give you grace to do whatever it is he's called you to do. To be the best mom you can, be the best dad you can, to be the best business owner you can, to be the best whatever he has set before you, you can be. Because he gives you all grace to make you sufficient in all things. Thank you, Simone. Amen. He'll give you grace to make right decisions. I don't know about you, but I've made some dumb decisions in my life. I made some decisions that landed me in a place called the Polk County Jail, and I did not like it. I realized that Jason doesn't really make wise decisions without Jesus. He better get Jesus in on this deal. So God wants to exceed the measurements so that we'll have sufficiency in every part of our life for every good work that he has called us to. You know, he's a covenant God, guys. He's a covenant God. In the Old Testament, when they would describe God, they would describe him by the covenants that he would make with them. They called him Jehovah, and then they would tag his name. They called him Jehovah Shalom. It means he is the God that makes a covenant with us so that we can have peace. That's what Shalom means, peace. Everybody say peace. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life where I've just said, man, I need some peace. This chaotic situation I'm living in is tough. Somebody say Jehovah Shalom. I found out having peace in the real day is very important because this world's done gone crazy. You ain't got to look far to know it. It's everywhere. It's at the end of the parking lot. And there might even be some in here today. Praise the Lord. He says he's Jehovah Nisi. Everybody say Nisi. Meaning that the Lord is my banner. In other words, when I'm walking in this kingdom of God, everywhere I go, I got the banner of the Lord. I'm a representation of the kingdom of God. That means I go with his authority, his power, his ability. When I walk into a room because the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of me, the atmosphere shifts. Whatever was going on, it ain't going on no more because I walked in under the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. There's another one called the covenant of God. It said Jehovah Jireh. Everybody say Jireh. Means that God is my provider. You remember the song, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for you. Remember that? You know why that is true? The first time we ever hear that scripture comes from Abraham. Abraham goes up the mountain with his son Isaac. He tells the servant, he says, stay at the bottom of the mountain. And Isaac's carrying the wood up the mountain, and Isaac's walking. I mean, Isaac wasn't stupid. He gets up there on top of the mountain with his daddy. His daddy builds an altar. He puts some logs up there on the altar, and Isaac's going, And his daddy said, okay, we're gonna need a sacrifice. And Isaac's looking around thinking, uh-oh. Okay. And Abraham pulls his knife out and gets ready to stab Isaac with it. And the angel of the Lord says, no. Hold it. Don't do it. And at that moment, Abraham looked and saw a ram caught in the thicket. And he said this, Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Now listen, what's interesting about that to me is that as Abraham is walking up the mountain with Isaac up this side of the mountain, God has already made provision for him when he gets to the top of the mountain, even when Abraham didn't know he needed provision because he was following and being obedient to what God told him. But as Abraham is climbing up this side of the mountain, up the other side of the mountain is coming a ram. And they're on a collision course to the top of the mountain. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've ever watched Animal Planet or Discovery Channel, how many know rams do not get stuck in thickets? Rams don't get caught in thickets. Matter of fact, rams hanging out on mountains and living in thickets is really part of what they do. It's kind of what they do. And if a ram got caught in a thicket, then how many know God will even change the natural order of things to provide for you what you need in your life, even when you don't know you need it? Because when you support God in his righteous cause, he is a covenant-making God called Jehovah Jireh. And even when you don't think he's going to show up, even when you don't think he's going to be around the corner for you, I want to declare to you today, Jehovah Jireh. Somebody ought to shout to the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve a God that will rearrange the natural to get you to what you need to go. That's why he's called a supernatural God. He ain't natural, he's supernatural. He ain't ordinary, he's extraordinary. He's above and beyond everything you could ever think or imagine. He's greater than anything in the world. He's all, come on somebody, he's all sufficient in everything. He's everywhere all the time, all powerful. He knows everything you're going to think before you ever think it. Because he's God all by himself. Praise the Lord. But you might be living in an environment where you don't think anything can happen in your life. But I want to declare to you today, it can happen. You got to get your priorities straight and begin to shift your perception of the life that's around you, because perception is a killer. And what you perceive to be true will become true. And if you behave a lie, it's because you believe a lie. If you believe a certain way to live, then you're going to behave the way you believe. But once you get a hold of the revelation truth of the Word of God in your life, and you begin to have believe the truth of God, then your behavior will line up with your belief. And everywhere you go, you will walk in revelation with a covenant-making God. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. How do you believe that today? He's another, you know, another covenant. He's Jehovah El Shaddai. Somebody shout El Shaddai. It means he's the all-sufficient, the God of more than enough. It's a picture of a multi-breasted God. Now, I know this might shock some of you, but, you know, back in the old days when we didn't have Similac and baby food and Gerber, if you were going to nurture a baby, then how many of you know you had to breastfeed your baby? You had to get that baby everything they were going to get. Come on, somebody. He is the multi-breasted God. He is the supplier of all your needs. And notice it says need in the New Testament, not needs. We always want to say he supplies all my needs. No, he supplies all your need. That means if you need a job, he'll do it. If you need some love, he'll give it. If you need some hope, he's got it. Every need you can think of. Jesus is the answer to every question you got, and he's the solution to every problem you'll ever encounter. He supplies every need because he is the God of more than enough. I don't know about you, but I lived in a place in my life where I had barely enough. Not enough, just enough, couldn't get enough. And then all of a sudden I got a hold of the word of faith and I met a Lord Jesus Christ and discovered that I serve the God of more than enough. A God that makes me all sufficient in every part of my life. Somebody ought to shout, he's the God of more than enough. Praise the Lord. That means you ain't got to worry if you're derunt. Oh, I'm going there. See, when your dog has a litter of puppies, there's always derunt. You know why it's derunt? Because you might have 9 puppies, but there's only 8 tits. Huh? And the little dog can't get on the teat. And he don't get nourished. But in the kingdom of God, there ain't no runts. He's got something for everybody. There ain't no outcast. There ain't no less than. I don't care what side of the track you was born on. I don't care if you was run over by the track. You are blessed in this kingdom. I don't care how tall you are, how short you are, what country you come from, and what color your skin is. You are blessed. And please don't come in here talking racist stuff. I can't take it. You better find another church if you want to talk about that. My Bible says we all come from Adam. Somebody say, Papa Adam. That means if you live up in the Arctic Circle and your skin is white as a snowflake and you walk out in a blizzard, ain't nobody can see you, or you come from the jungle in the Congo and you look like coal, your granddaddy is Adam. Let's look at the person next day and say, hello, brother. Hello, sister. Because in this kingdom, it's called a race, the human race. And it's a whosoever promise, whosoever called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved and be a part of this everlasting covenant. It's a covenant of grace that can be multiplied to your life. I just wonder if I got anybody in the house today that says I'll be part of this righteous call. And said I'll give my life away for it. My God. My God. See, David started this journey out as a shepherd boy, and he ends up taking some crackers and cheese down to his brothers on the front line. Just picture this. You got the armies of Israel up on the ridge on one side. You got the Philistine army on the other side, and you have the armies of Israel come out every morning. They put on their armor, they grab their shield, they grab their spear, they walk up to the ridge, and they beat on their breast, and they shout the war cry. We are the army of the Lord. There is no God but our God. There's one true God. His name is Jehovah. And then on the other side, this tall fella named Goliath, who was huge, a giant, walks into the valley and he threatens the armies of the Lord. And you know what they did? Back to the tent. David is being obedient to his father. He comes down to the front line, carrying some crackers and cheese for his brothers, but really he wanted to come down and see what was going on. And he starts asking around, what are they going to do for the guy that kills that sucker? Somebody said, well, you get to marry the king's daughter. Ooh, I like that. What else are they going to do? His brother, they're going, who do you think you are coming down here stirring up to you? You act like some kind of, get out of here. David said, I ain't got no time for you. Hey, just get out of my life. He went on, he said, what else are they going to do for the man that kills that loud mouth? I said, oh, you get to be in the king's court and you don't have to pay no taxes for the rest of your life and your family and your dad don't have to pay. David said, well, I like that.
We will rejoin today's message in just a moment. But before we do, will you please consider becoming a covenant partner with us? Your generous support is seed sown in good ground. The truth is, $100 in your hand will always be $100. But when you sow it into good ground, you never really know what it can become. Everyone can count the seeds in an orange, but nobody can count the oranges in a seed. You know, it's partners and friends like you that help us spread this vital message all over the world. We could not do it without the generous support of our listeners. To become a covenant partner with J.T. Bumgardner Ministries, call 833-41-TRUTH. That number again is 833-41-TRUTH. Will you call now and help us reveal the truth?
Two things that David came up with when he ran at his giant. The first question he asked himself was this: is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? In this case, it was a righteous cause. You have the armies of the Lord content to get up there every day on the ridge and shout a war cry. And then they get intimidated and run back to the tent. We see it every week in church. People come in here Sunday morning at 10 a.m. The worship team gets up. They throw their hands up. They jump up and down and they shout a war cry. We are great. You're faithful. You're mighty God. We can overcome anything. And they walk out that door and run right back to the tent. And do not ever, ever go after the giants of their life. Bound in addiction. Bound in sexual sin. Bound in a life that torments them. Night after night, their head hits the pillow. They have no peace. They rehearse the day's events where they felt left out or rejected or hurt. All because they refuse to run at their giants. Is there not a cause? Somebody said it with me. Is there not a cause? The second thing he asked, he said, what am I going to get? See, taking up the righteous cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's awesome because it's the cause of heaven and we're the children of heaven. We're doing our daddy's work. We all act like, well, I'm just doing it because I love God. No, we're not. It's not true. We do it for the reward too. Is there not a cause, and what are we getting? And this is what he said. You're going to get a life that abounds. A life that is victorious. A life that's torment free. A life at peace when you take up this righteous cause. Listen, the choice is simple. You can go after giants in your life, or you can go run hide in your tent every week. But the truth is when you learn how to run at the giants of your life and take up the righteous cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's always going to be a reward. There's always going to be favor on your life. There's always going to be blessing in your life. That's the promise of our Father. And there's a lot of people in this room today, the majority of the people in this room today, live in that revelation. If you're not living in that revelation, it's not because it's not available to you. It is. It's available to whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. All you got to do is call on His name and say, God, my life is yours. I ain't doing it on my own. I'm not pulling myself up by my bootstraps no more. I realize I didn't get here all by myself and I ain't made my own way. I'm here today because of your spirit, your love, your power, your divine intervention. And I'm going to give you control of my life. It's not enough to make Him Savior, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people say, but they live in hell. You got to make Him Lord and Savior. And until you make Jesus Lord of your life, you might be saved and on your way to heaven, but you will live in hell till you get there. It's up to you. I ain't going to keep you no longer. But I hope you hear my heart today. I hope you hear my heart. We have a good, good Father who loves us. He's passionate for you. He's concerned about everything you're concerned about. He knows how you hurt. He knows where you're tormented at. He knows where you fall down. And He's not judging you. He's extending a hand of grace to you, saying, let me please get involved in your life. I desire to bless you so much. I desire to make you profit. Let me help you profit. I am convinced today that the biggest issue in the body of Christ is that we limit God by our own understanding. Take the limitations off. Just simply say, Lord, here I am. Take my life. I'm a wide open book. You have permission to do whatever you want. You speak to me, I'll do my best to obey. I'm yours. Watch what will happen. Be sincere about it. Give Him yourself. And let God make you profit. Let Him bless you today. Let Him help you through your trouble. Let Him make you strong. Let Him stir your faith. Let Him wash you in His grace. I can't do it for you. You can only do it for yourself. But I implore you, make the decision. Make the decision to give it all to Him. I promise you, if you do and you really stick with this thing, you will not regret it. You will have heaven here on earth, and then you'll walk into eternity with Him in heaven.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor J.T. Baumgartner. To listen to the most recent messages, log on to mytruthchurch.com or you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/truthchurch. We would love for you to join us on a Sunday morning for worship at 10 a.m. Truth Church is located at 4100 Okeechobee Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, on the east end of the Orange Blossom Business Center. For more information, call 833-41-TRUTH. That number again is 833-41-TRUTH. Or log into our mytruthchurch.com. Thank you again for joining The Revealing Truth with Pastor J.T. Baumgartner.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast is moving its time slot to daily Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. We want to thank all of you who have been listening to us over the years and encourage you to tune in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
The Women's Ministry of Midway Road Church of Christ and Truth Church would like to invite you to participate in our Spring Ladies Day and Luncheon on Saturday, May 5th, 10 a.m. Please join us to hear Joyce Baumgartner, former radio show host and founder of Christian Women's Fellowship, and Morgan Perez, part-time writer and speaker and full-time mom. Both of them will share with us their insights about the God of all comfort. The special through our time together. You can RSVP to Peggy Engler at 772-461-8147. Number again. For our lunch preparations. This is a free event. You do not want to miss these dynamic speakers, engaging worship, and a fresh word from God. Saturday, May 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The God of all comfort.
Spring Ladies' Day.
At Meant to Be, we specialize in property management across Port St. Lucie and the surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast, resolving all your property management needs. With over 20 years of experience, let our team of experts make all the difference. You'll get a qualified tenant in 30 days or less, or we'll give you 2 months of property management free. Rent your home to a qualified tenant within 30 days? It's meant to be. Manage your property and pay you on time? It's meant to be. Manage the hassles of maintenance and repairs? It's meant to be. We'll keep an eye on your home so you don't have to. Be sure to mention this ad to receive our new family member discount. Our number is 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hablo español. 772-579-8109. Taking care of business.
Ignite Your World, True Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines.
Rejoices in you alone is all delight. In you alone.